on your computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone. Commercial-free original talk. Only on LA Talk Radio. Your favorite talk station.
Veterans Day, videotape, and skywalking all have their roles as Backtime remembers what happened on November 11th. On this date in 1918, the war to end all wars ended to be remembered as Armistice Day. Several wars later, the name was changed to Veterans Day. Today in 1952, the first video recorder was demonstrated in Beverly Hills, California. What do you want to bet the first thing videotape couldn't be shown on TV? I'm up on Taiwan. And on this date in 1998, Jay Cochran set a record for the longest blindfolded skywalk. He walked on a tightrope between the towers of the Flamingo Hilton in Las Vegas, 600 feet apart. Being blindfolded, he was the only one around that didn't see it. That's Back Time for November 11th. This is your announcer speaking.
A veteran who stormed the beach at Normandy is still getting laid because of it. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. 81-year-old ex-Naval Lieutenant Vernon Yost, one of 3 million who stormed the beach during the D-Day invasion of German-occupied France, says that he's still getting laid because of it. Yost, who lost his virginity to a newly liberated French woman in 1945, says he's been getting some at least once or twice a year ever since, all thanks to the largest sea invasion in history.
I lost part of my arm in Normandy. WW2, I lost it. But I gained a whole mess of ass.
While Yost counts himself lucky that he's still going strong, he would have been happy to die in 1994 during the 50th anniversary of D-Day when pussy was being thrown at him left and right. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator.
Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator.
We all love to get into the spirit of the holidays, but you really get into the spirit of the season by creating a computerized household light show that would be more appropriate on the Vegas Strip.
What happens in Vegas should stay in Vegas.
Yes, Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator, you go beyond mere icicle lights. You blanket your home in illumination, creating a neighborhood spectacle that can be seen from outer space.
Merry Christmas from the space station.
How much is your electrical bill?
You'll need a second mortgage, yeah.
So this holiday season, when you drive by a home brighter than the sun, displaying three wise men, Santa, and Frosty the Snowman holding a menorah, yell a hearty ho, ho, ho in salute to Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator, a real American hero.
Mr. Overzealous Holiday Decorator.
You're going to take all this down before June, right?
From high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, Susie.
Good morning, Sam.
It's Tuesday, November 11th.
Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day. I don't know if it's supposed to be a happy day. Oh. You know what I mean? But you're a veteran and you're dressed. I have a soldier in front of me, actually.
Yes, you do.
Private rally?
Not so private rally.
That's a private U.S. Army and everything.
Yep.
Yeah, and the flag on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I've got my old company patch here.
Yeah. What is that? What's that symbol?
That's for the 972 Military Police Company. And it's an arm that looks like a cut-off arm holding a sword.
It is. That's what the fuck it is.
You know, this is actually better than my last patch, though, because my military intelligence unit had a big rainbow. Mm. On the shoulder,
really?
So I called it like the gay pride badge.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm
the Rainbow Coalition.
Yes, the Rainbow Division. It was, and it's like, you know, the military is so like anti-gay.
Yeah,
that it's just really funny that they had a rainbow for one of the biggest like intelligence divisions.
Yeah.
Oh well,
that's funny.
I know.
Were
right?
you ever overseas? On
no,
the,
no
on service. No, huh?
I simultaneously missed a number of deployments. I really, really, really lucked out. When I first joined in Colorado, I was actually, I joined a unit that was going to Korea, and then I transferred to the 642 MI out of Troy, New York, and then that unit was supposed to go to Bosnia, but then when I was in that unit, right before I transferred to the military police company, the orders for the unit in New York got change to Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had just transferred to the 972 Military Police Company. Uh-huh. And then as soon as I got there, they had just gotten back from one of the stands. Which one was it? Uzbekistan.
Mm.
So then they were safe from being deployed for like another 2 years, which is the rest of the time that I was in the military with them. So by the time I got out, then they got orders to be shipped out to Iraq.
Yeah. So you realize you could have been in Iraq.
I could have been in a lot of different places, actually.
Yeah, wow.
People are always saying to me, they're like, you've got to know someone like high up on the you know, the chain of command.
Right.
They're like, how do you have all this insider information? And you like avoid being deployed every single time.
Yeah. What would you have done if you had to go to Iraq?
It could be fun.
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
Fun. Fuck, it's war, Susie.
I know it's war, but you can make anything fun.
I suppose, if you're Susie.
Do you know how much sex they have over there?
Really?
Do you know that...
with whom? With female soldiers?
With each other.
Yeah.
more and more people cheat on their wives over there than you even know.
I can imagine. I mean, shit, how can you be without sex for so long?
Pregnancies and STDs are actually like the biggest the biggest reason that soldiers go to the doctors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell me something. Isn't it illegal for a soldier, though, to bang a like an Iraqi woman?
Wouldn't what? I don't know about that.
I think so. I must have read it somewhere.
You know, I never thought about that.
Yeah. I don't think, because I don't know if they're considered the enemy, but I don't know if you're supposed to engage anybody outside the military. At all.
I don't really think of like Iraqi women as being like available to be banged.
You don't know.
By an IED. Oh, that was so wrong and so not appropriate for Veterans Day. Shit. Anyway, thank you to all the soldiers out there that have served or are serving anyway.
Yeah. And and you heard the Onion this morning, right? When we just played it about the guy that got laid because he was in D-Day, Normandy invasion.
Oh man!
Well, I think all soldiers should be able to get as banged as often as they want. They've earned it. You
know? Well, that's very nice
just
of you,
have,
Sam.
Yeah, just have hookers on call for them. You know.
Oh my God!
And our tax money will pay for it. They deserve it. What the fuck? You know. I mean, shit, you go and you risk your life for us and shit, you know, at least you should have pussy, you know.
Get some ass,
So, which reminds me, we got an incredible email from a fan, from a listener, and I kind of wanted to read it. I sent it to you this morning.
Okay.
And
I got that when I woke up. It was really cute.
Yeah, it's really cool. So, I'll just read it real quick. This is from Tony. I don't know if he wants to give out his last name. And he's in China.
Hi, Tony.
And he says, lately I try to listen to your program every day because your program is awesome and I enjoy it a lot. You know, in China, the hosts do never talk dirty. It's impossible for the listeners to hear something like, what the fuck, motherfucking shit. But from your show, I hear it a lot. Which is good, very good, because it sounds funnier and more human. I hate to say many Chinese radio programs suck, but the fact is that I'm often bored with their talk. Only some late-night talk show can be good. I mean, this guy, you know, sounds like an American. Well, I don't know if he's American or not, but apparently he's listening in Chinese.
You know? I know.
Yeah, so this is incredible. I mean, if he is Chinese, then he writes very good English. So he also says, I also recommended your program to some of my friends in China, and they told me they also enjoy it. I think we will keep listening to you talk because it's big fun. And then he corrected us on...
politics.
I guess I mentioned that we are heard in many countries, including Taiwan. And he says, by the way, no offense, but when I was listening to you talk today, I heard you call Taiwan a country. But please notice there are 1.4 billion people in China that believe Taiwan belongs to China. Yes, it's separated from the mainland of China, but it's an indispensable part of China's territory. I don't really want to talk about some political shit, and I don't really expect you will understand. What the fuck? Let's just forget it. Please just keep doing good job with your program and let us enjoy more. So thanks, Tony. This is cool.
Actually, on my susie.latalkradio@gmail.com, the email I use for the radio show, I got another email from another fan, and he was like, what did he say? Oh, he sent me a text message with his... you know, he sent me his phone number, and then he was like, text me if you ever feel like chatting. And then he was like, and please, please, please stop talking politics. It's so not sexy.
We hardly talk fucking politics. Give me a break, you know? In fact, we have a porn star as a guest today, later on in the show. And
excellent,
she's beautiful. You can see her on the front page of our show, and we'll also send you to her website. And let me tell you, she's got the cutest fucking pussy I've ever seen. Now,
really?
Yeah, you've spoken about yours being very cute. So
yes, yes.
Maybe you can compare, because I don't know what to compare hers to. But,
well, is she going
to
be showing us some lip in the studio?
I hope so, but at least on the website we can see it, you know. But we'll talk to her about that, you know.
Cool.
Yeah. Must be nice to be sporting a nice, cute pussy.
It must be not so nice to have a nasty one.
Yeah, I know the difference. You know, the spectrum of vaginas out there, you know.
Some men, I swear.
Yeah, I think men that go into gynecology, they think of pussy like hers. They ended up with pussy like a 300-pound woman.
You know what we should do? We should call my grandfather one of these days and ask him why he went into gynecology.
Yeah. That's true. We should, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
by the way, don't anybody write me about 300-pound women and me putting them down, because I'm not, okay? I just think that a 300-pound woman's pussy is pretty large, so it's different from that cute little pussy.
It doesn't have to be large.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't.
What do you mean it doesn't? Well, I don't mean inside. I mean the outside, like the whole thing, the whole area.
The whole thing doesn't have to be large
huge.
Either.
Come on, it's all full of fat there, Susie.
Well, the outer labia majora might be a little bit larger.
No, I
why,
don't.
Did you get an email saying?
No, I've had email before where people are saying don't put down fat people or stuff, you know, and I don't, you know, but I mean they're noticeable, you know, you can't hide the fact when you're really fat.
Those lips are just out there.
Yeah, you know, so
pucker up.
I don't know. I mean, how do you even see your pussy when you're so fat, you know, and your penis for that matter too? I mean, fat men. I don't think
I will
see
say I've noticed penis. That very large men tend to have very small penises.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good. So I'm not very large man.
No, actually, this is one of my own little experiments that I've done.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've sampled the population.
Mm-hmm. With your statistics, yeah.
I'm bringing statistics into my daily life here, and I have noticed that the mean penis.
Yeah.
for skinny guys, uh-huh. they technically have a larger penis.
Really?
Much larger than a fatter man.
Mm.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know, but maybe God is being fair, you know? He figures if he doesn't give you height, he'll give you girth.
Oh, I'm not just talking girth. I'm talking like the whole shebang.
The length, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's got some dangle to it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Definitely.
So I also got another fan email from a guy, Peter, in Florida yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Actually, he sent it to you, too.
Yeah.
And he sent me some nice pornographic pictures of himself.
Oh, wow. Did that turn you on?
He's got a very good body. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what is it that men think that women really want to look at penises? I mean...
Well, I think he knows from listening to the show that I'm just basically a pervert.
No, that's so. True. But I don't know. When I hear from women, it's like on dating sites and stuff. So everybody's sending me pictures of their penis, you know? And
people are sending you pictures of
their
penis?
No. Women that are on dating sites... You're not listening.
Sorry.
Okay. And they don't. The majority of it don't seem to enjoy it. So I don't know what the fuck's going on. But it's not the same. I mean, women don't look at men the same. Yes, I mean, you know, you're horny and all that shit. But you don't look at men as like body parts, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely
men
not.
Do
definitely
that.
Not.
Men do that. You see, like I fixated on Sophie D's pussy already this morning. You know?
Well, Peter sent me a picture of himself naked holding just a golf club.
Oh, yeah.
Because he heard that I was out playing golf this weekend. So I thought that was absolutely hysterical.
Yeah, was he hard?
Well, you couldn't see the penis in the golf picture.
Mm.
Everything was showing except the penis, and then all you see is the golf club sticking out from where the penis should be.
Okay, so you didn't see his penis.
I did in another picture.
Oh, in another picture.
Well, if that is his penis, if that is your real penis, Peter.
Right. Now, what's the urge for him to show him his your penis? I mean, to show you his penis?
I don't know.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing. I mean, men try to turn women on with this, and usually it falls flat. I don't know, but maybe you'll go for it.
He actually sent me a picture with a link to a porno video that he had done, mm-hmm. something about like banging Asian chicks.
Yeah.
And he's like, I finally made it big.
Yeah. I don't know, you know, but the you guys should look at this. She just pulls out a fucking banana, peels a fucking banana, and starts to simulate a blowjob.
I don't know what you're fucking, talking about.
You're eating on the fucking air, Susie. What the fuck? Deep throating the fucking banana. You have no limits, do you?
I thought you would get a kick out of my breakfast. I always do.
I know. Bananas are so obscene looking.
So obscene. They are just so wrong.
I know.
I'm telling you, I usually eat one like driving down the road, but the looks I get from people when I'm driving down the street is I'm like, ah, nom, nom, nom. And I just get like, you know, I'll get a mother like with children in the back seat, and she'll shake her head and be like, oh, oh, don't look at her children. Like her eyes will be covered.
Wow.
So I apologize for eating on the air, but I was hungry. I needed some I needed some banana.
That's okay. You can eat on the air. I don't give a shit.
I haven't had sex in a long time. Give me my little pleasure.
That's true. That's true. Have you been using your vibrator a lot?
Yes, actually I have.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Wow. I try to picture you with a vibrator, you know? And it's a it's pretty cool picture I'm picturing there.
I think I look pretty
like,
good.
Do you like to lie on your back?
Oh, totally like on my back.
Lift your legs in the air or something?
Yeah. Wow. Definitely.
What a fucking picture that is, Susie, man. I'd give anything to be a fucking fly on the wall.
I've been masturbating quite a lot lately, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Because I've been smoking a little bit of pot every now and then lately, and I don't usually smoke. But when I'm stoned, I get so horny.
I know. Doesn't it make you really horny?
That's all I ever want to do. I don't even want to have sex. I just want to masturbate.
Yeah, I know. You know, I can tell you this. When I was in my 20s and I would smoke dope and shit, I could go all fucking night with sex. You know, it just didn't get old, you know?
I know.
And, you know, I'm the kind of person I can't go like twice in a row. Yeah. Type of a thing. So I just don't.
I just don't come.
Yeah. Wow. For a long time. I mean, and yeah, I used to perform a lot better than I do now. But I mean, the hardness is still there, you know.
He said hard.
Yeah.
Like my banana.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Why don't you just chew on the air? You know what was funny the other day? I was listening to Friday's show, I think it was, and we had that author, you know, talking about, remember he was talking about, what's that store, Cheap and Easy or something?
Oh, Fresh and Easy.
Fresh and Easy, and you called it Fresh and Sleazy. And then he mentioned it again, and you mentioned it again. And then you go, and that what's that store that you said, oh, the Mooing Cow.
Oh, Stu Leonard.
I mean, this guy's like a businessman, and you're going, oh, the Mooing Cow, I like that. It's like I thought, you know what, that's why I love you so much. You're just so fucking cute. Sometimes you're like an 8-year-old.
Thank you, I think.
Oh,
wait,
man,
a minute.
That's funny.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes we get these authors on, and they're not. I'm not saying he was stuffy at all, but you know, they're very prim and proper, and they think they're doing something like, well, you know, it is for publicity for their book, but you know,
I know.
I'm sorry. I get bored, and I bring things down to my own level.
Yeah. No, that's true, and that's cool. I mean, they like it. You know, it's different from other interviews they get.
I know,
sure,
right?
You know? Yeah. So let's call another author today. Hopefully, he'll answer. His name is Susie. Help me with this. It's
Umesh Ramakrishnan.
Yeah, it's not hard, really. Ramakrishnan. And he wrote a book called There's No Elevator to the Top. And I thought that'd be pretty cool. It ended up being a book for executives and stuff. But I think all of us can learn a little lesson from that. So let's give him a call and see what's going on. Ramakrishnan. I don't want to butcher it.
Don't, please don't. That would be nice.
No. Well, I'm sure he's used to that, you know.
Umesh Ramakrishnan's office, Needle speaking.
Yes, good morning. We're calling from LA Talk Radio in Los Angeles for Mr. Ramakrishnan.
One moment, please.
Okay, we're scheduled for an interview with him this morning.
For this morning?
Yes. Well, apparently he wasn't expecting it, so yeah, today's the 11th, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have anything for. Okay.
Well, there must have been a misunderstanding. That's fine. We'll rearrange this and reschedule. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. That's
uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. All right. So let's just move on.
We didn't want to read that book anyway.
No, don't be mean, Susie.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
So I just got a text message from a friend of mine who's listening to the radio show, and he says Sophie D is a squirter.
Is she really?
Inquiring
minds. Wow.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Okay, let's have her fucking squirt, or at least tell us about it.
I know. I wonder if she's ever gotten anyone in the eye.
Probably. Well, but that fascinates me, that squirting thing, you know? Because I mean, when you see it in porno, it doesn't look real, you know? It's almost like maybe they just keep some water in their vagina and then they just push it out, you know?
But I always think it's pee.
Yeah, I know.
In my sexual psychology class last semester, we actually, our professor said there was a whole big experiment on what exactly is, like, you know, what is the substance when a female ejaculates like that.
Right.
And there is actually a large concentration of urine in it.
Really?
Yes.
How gross.
I know.
Well, you know, I mean, it's still, I think, kind of exciting to see it, but I don't think I'd want to be near.
You don't think you want it to land on
no,
you?
No, not at all. Not at all. Whereas, on the contrary, pussy juice, though.
Oh, God, here we go
great,
again.
Is great. It's fucking nectar to me.
Nectar.
Nectar, sorry. Nectar. Nectar. Okay. I wanted to play a little clip from Sarah Palin, and she's sort of like explaining why the Republicans lost. I thought it's a pretty cool clip. Let's kind of listen to her.
How do we go from squirters to Sarah Palin?
Only on this show, let me tell you.
Well,
we got to leave the squirting for when she's here.
Okay.
All right.
And we apologize for talking politics.
It's not fucking politics, okay? It's Sarah Palin.
The given was change was going to be ushered in. And I think the Republican ticket represented too much of the status quo, too much of what had gone on in these last 8 years that Americans were kind of shaking their heads at going, wait a minute, how did we run up a $10 trillion debt in a Republican administration? How have there been blunders with war strategy under a Republican administration?
The White House declined to comment on that.
Okay, well, you get the idea, right? Now she's bad-mouthing the fucking Republicans for not winning.
Aww.
I mean, this is awesome. I mean, she's become like the bad child. And, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, they don't like her anymore. She's getting them in a lot of trouble. And this is after the election, you know? Wow.
I don't know. I don't even know what to
say. I'm glad she wasn't fucking voted in.
Squirters.
Yeah. Squirters. So, okay, so you think this has to do with the G-spot?
Yes, actually.
Yeah, it does, huh?
Yeah.
So maybe she can help us find it once and for all.
I should have worn a skirt today.
Because, yeah. Well, maybe she will.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. So I started telling you that James, the friend that's sending us all these
porn
stars, yeah, he's trying to send me guys, and I told him, I said, I don't fucking want guys. Send me women. You know,
I want guys too.
No, I don't care what you want, but listeners don't want to fucking listen to male.
My girlfriends do.
They do?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do it this way. For every five chicks, we'll bring one guy. Okay.
And for every five chicks that you bring, I'll bring five guys.
Okay. All right. It doesn't have to be equal. Okay. We're doing things for the listeners. Everybody loves a chick, you know? Yeah. I mean, who cares about the guys? They're fucking props, Susie. The fucking props in the movie, you know? Nobody
How many?
Cares.
I don't know.
I don't care about them. But you know what? I'll bring some for you. Just for you.
Only hot ones, though.
Right. Oh, I'm sure they're hot. I mean, you thought the guy here the other day was hot. I didn't think he was hot at all. But then what
no,
do
he
I
was,
know?
No, he was kind of cute.
Yeah, you see,
it
I
It was
didn't
so
see
funny.
That.
I can't believe you didn't put the picture of me on the website of me grabbing his cock.
Didn't I put it on Facebook, though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see it on Facebook.
No? Okay, then I'll add it. I thought I did.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, you were simulating holding his cock, or maybe you were holding his cock. I don't know.
But then it was so funny because he went to like touch his pocket, and he had really deep pockets, and so it looked like he had a really huge dick hiding in there. Yeah. And so I was like, I looked down, and I'm like, ooh, I'm like, really? And then he puts his hand in, and he pulls out his cell phone, and he's like, no, that was just my phone. I was like, oh, man, are you kidding me? Like, that sucks.
I know. But you know what's interesting to me is, the guy tells me, he says, you know, those porn stars can't really, it's hard for them to get down to the station. They don't want to drive. I'm like, what the fuck? These are just chicks that fuck for money and they want to be treated like fucking prima donnas.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? You know, the self-importance shit. I mean, yeah, you're fucking, it's not even a star. I don't know where this term porn star, it's more like porn actress. You know, not everybody's a fucking star. You
Good
know,
point.
Yeah.
Good point.
I mean, most of them, nobody's heard of them. How can they be a fucking star, you know? But it's just sort of a term that we use, you know? But I really take offense with that. What the fuck? You're too good to come down to the
station? You are getting all riled up over here.
I said, what the fuck? Do you want me to drive and bring him to the station? They don't want to come. Don't come.
Send a driver.
Yeah. I mean, the last thing I'll do before I die is kiss a fucking porn star's ass. The last thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that.
Yeah, you know.
People in LA just overall have like this self-inflated feeling of importance and entitlement, and you know, they're too good for everything else.
Really? You see that in LA?
Yeah.
Really?
Just like driving around, like looking at people in their car, like everyone just kind of feels like, oh, they're a step above everyone else
that's,
around them.
That's it though, but you gotta remember, we can't judge people based on only they're driving, you know, because
I'm not talking about their driving. I'm talking about their attitudes while they're in the car.
But what do you know? How do you know what his attitude is?
You can tell whether people are warm or friendly or nice or whatever.
Well, by the way they drive.
Not by the way they drive. By the way they just look and by their demeanor, like sitting in their car.
Mm.
If you see
me, you can't judge someone
Susie. I absolutely can.
Okay.
Why can't I?
I don't know, because what if he's just upset? Something happened to him that day, but
that he's upset. And I could tell that, you know, something is going on. If you look at him and he's crying, obviously you're like, oh, okay, he must have had a bad day, or his wife just cheated on him, or his house burned down.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know that you can know that, you know, but look, if you can, I'm not going to argue with that.
I know everything.
You know fucking everything.
I know everything, God damn it. So I went to a study group last night in West Hollywood at my friend Ariel's house.
Another study group.
Yes. This one was very productive.
Did you guys get anything accomplished there?
Yeah, actually, we studied for probably about 4.5 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, how the fuck can you study for that long?
So we had flashcards that Ariel made of the 6 chapters that we were going over, and we opened a couple bottles of wine, you know, ate some Adderall.
Yeah, let's make it a party.
Well, not really a party, but, you know, we are... Most of us, well, I picked up the kids because we had 2 kids with us that are, you know, 18 years old that are really cute. But Ariel's 27. She's the one that has property of Ted Nugent tattooed on her ass.
Yeah. Well, she's got to come in sometime.
I really want to get her
in the studio. I
want to
know the story of the tattoo.
She is a firecracker. You don't even know. She cracks me up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we ended up getting wasted and just studying biology for many hours.
I don't know how you can do that, man.
Why?
I mean, drink and focus on the studying.
It's the only way you can focus on the studying.
No, the only way you can focus on the studying.
That's the only way everyone can focus on the studying.
Speak for yourself, Susie.
Well,
I couldn't. I fucking couldn't.
You know what? I have an A in the class, and Ariel,
that's true.
Ariel
that's
also has
saying.
An A in the class. And the other people in the class, you know, I'm sure they don't drink while they study, and they are all failing the class.
Yeah. Well, maybe you have a secret there.
I know. I know.
How can you argue with success, right?
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. But
oh man.
But yeah, so that was my interesting evening last night.
I see.
Oh, and I had a wonderful sensual massage yesterday.
You did?
Yes.
From whom?
Because I was so sore.
Probably from a guy, right?
It was from a guy.
Oh, I don't know how you do that. Go ahead.
Well, tell me if you think this is wrong. Okay, I used to sleep...
Everything you do is wrong.
All right, asshole.
Okay.
So I used to sleep with this guy a long time ago.
Right.
But then... it gets kind of complicated. All right, basically, I had a long-term or a long-distance relationship with someone, and because that relationship was long-distance, you know, I needed someone that was in my immediate surroundings to kind of take care of me when,
right.
you know, when the lover from far away was not around.
Yeah, see, that's why I always say long-distance relationships do not work.
Well, okay, I need a lot of attention. It's
well,
fine.
Of course,
and I
yeah.
know that, so that's fine.
But you know what? I say a relationship is something that you can count on to be there. You know, I mean, it's like that person is there for you when you need them. You know, when it's long distance, you can't have that. You know, you want to cuddle with someone, you want to go out to dinner with your boyfriend or something, you can't.
Yeah.
So, yes, you have to find different people. So, go on.
So, I found a substitute. but so he's the guy, I don't know if I told you about him before, but so I started sleeping with this guy, but he's got the most amazing hands. I really like to be like tickled very, very gently, kind of like a soft.
Yeah, like a butterfly type of a thing.
Yes.
Almost. Yes.
But I like being tickled like that all over my entire body.
Yeah.
And so it started, he's a bike rider too. So it kind of started, he would come over after bike rides and we would both sit on my couch and watch a movie. And I was like, tickle my feet. And all of a sudden, he would tickle my feet. And then he would start tickling my leg.
You see, all you have to do is ask, Susie. I'm telling you, man.
So it starts with my feet. And next thing you know, he's tickling my calf. And next thing you know, he's tickling my knee. Next thing you know, he's tickling my thigh. Mm-hmm. Then next thing you know, he's tickling my side and my arm and my neck. And next thing you know, I'm like on his lap, like wrapped around him.
Really?
pretty much. But so he's got the most amazing hands in the world. But anyway, I ended up kind of canceling that relationship because he went psycho on me.
Canceling it.
I canceled it.
Cancel my subscription.
I canceled that subscription. remind me to tell you what text I sent him actually after yesterday. I'll tell you right now. I sent him a text after I left. I was like, thanks for playing. Please play again. Like a video game at the end.
Yeah.
But so anyway, he went psycho on me when I told him. I was like, I don't love you. Like, I'm just sleeping with you and I'm just using you to tickle me. Mm-hmm. You're a really good tickler.
Is that what you told him?
Yes.
God, that's cold.
I said it a little bit nicer than that, you know. But basically, I was like, I'm in a relationship. I'm like, I love this other person I'm in a relationship with. You know, you're just the filler.
Yeah.
You know, you're just the peanut butter and jelly. You're not the bread.
Yeah.
So he had one ball. I always felt badly about this. Mm-hmm. But the little sucker, I swear, it worked overtime. We called him the one pump chump. But so when he went psycho on me, I nicknamed him the uniballer.
Yeah. The uniballer.
Yes. Well,
he has one ball?
He has one ball.
Yeah.
Does
he want people to know about that?
Well, he doesn't listen to the show, and I'm not giving out his name.
Right.
But you know, the unibomber,
uh-huh,
who is psycho? So yes. when this guy turned psycho, I named him the uniballer.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I turned psycho, too. I mean, if you fuck this chick all the time, and you think it's going somewhere, and then she tells you, I don't love you, you know, I just want to use you.
He knew right from the start that I still had this boyfriend, that when my boyfriend would come to town, he would make himself scarce.
Yeah. But maybe he was hoping that you choose him.
But I told him I wasn't going to from the start.
Oh, from the beginning.
I don't understand why men go and get false hope.
Yeah. I'm telling you, many men, it's like they just see a chick on the street. They're already in their mind, they're already married and everything, you know?
Oi.
Yeah. Before they even speak to the woman.
And we have to get back to J-Date, but I'll finish that in a second. So anyway, like I texted him yesterday, and I was like, listen, I know I haven't really talked to you in about a year. I was like, but I am so, so, so sore from belly dancing yesterday. And I was like, I really, really, really need a sensual massage.
Uh-huh.
Will you please, please, please massage me today? And I had just gotten home from the radio station. He was like, sure, come on over. I was like, really? I'm like, I'll be over in like 20 minutes. So I literally hopped in my car and drove over to get my sensual massage. But I think he might have wanted something more this time, and I didn't give it to him.
Duh. I was just going to ask that.
I got a wonderful two-hour sensual massage.
Nice.
Yes, yes.
So, what happened? How did you know he wanted more? Did he try to touch you in private places and stuff?
No.
No?
Well, he kind of a little bit.
Yeah.
He tried to, but... I'm really, really good at redirecting the traffic.
I'm sure.
So I redirected the traffic, but he was just a little upset when I left, because I got up very suddenly and was like, all right, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Because I'm a complete idiot and I thought I had school yesterday, but I didn't.
Yeah.
That
was using a person. That was using.
I told him exactly. I was like,
you
I'm
did?
Just, yes,
okay.
I was like,
because
I'm just coming over for a massage.
Okay, so you're aware of that,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay. You came in, you got his hopes up, and then you just get up and leave.
Well, I told him I had to pick someone up at the airport.
The same fucking thing, okay?
I actually did have to pick someone
up
at the airport.
You let him on. If you say to someone, I need a massage, I'm coming over, really? Blah, blah, blah. Yes, he's going to think you want to fuck him.
Well, I said I need a massage.
Okay.
And that was it.
All right.
I didn't say I need a massage and a fuck. I don't think that was leading on, saying I need a massage. Will you please massage me? I am so fucking sore.
Listen, massage is a very intimate thing, okay? And, you know, when you ask someone for a massage... You might expect that they may...
I ask everyone for a massage.
No, I'm sure. You know, I'm sure. But, you know, sometimes when I get a massage from a masseuse, you know, just like a Thai massage or something, I think about this. It's like a really intimate thing, you know? I mean, whether she's cute or not, it doesn't matter. But, I mean, they get pretty, you know, I mean, they're touching your body, you know, and it's a good feeling.
That's why I love his massages, because he always goes and gets professional massages, and he's got such big, strong hands. He will, like, go all the way up, like, all of my different thigh muscles and, like, all the way up to, like, the groin area.
Right.
And, like, he'll literally, like, get on my ass.
Mm-hmm.
And all the little muscles that are, like, in your ass.
Uh-huh.
Not in your ass. But, like, around, surrounding.
That make up your ass.
That make up your ass.
Yeah.
And the ones that go all the way down your spine, like, literally, like, and connect kind of your ass. Like, he will get in there and get everything.
Really?
Things that masseuses don't get.
Really?
Yes. Oh, my God, he's such a good masseuse. I want another one right now.
Well, he's a masseur, not a masseuse.
Masseur? Oh, is that really? Is that how that works?
That's a guy, yeah.
Masseur and a masseuse?
Male, yes.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yes, now you do.
I always just called them all masseuses.
Yeah.
That sounds like such a funny word, a masseuse. Yeah.
Well, it's a French word, obviously. I mean, it sounds like French, so it probably is.
Mm.
Yeah.
So back to my J-Date experience.
Oh, so you were like so excited about J-Date. You suddenly like woke up yesterday. It's like something new to do now.
I know, right?
Okay, but before you go into that, I saw on Facebook you changed your relationship status from it's complicated to what? To nothing.
To nothing.
To nothing.
Yes.
Good.
Isn't that wonderful?
So that means you're available to anyone.
Not really.
No?
It doesn't mean anything.
Oh, okay.
No one knows what it means.
I see.
That's the funny thing.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't say I'm single. It doesn't say I'm married. It doesn't say it's complicated.
Right.
It just is nothing.
So you're leaving all your options open. That's what
you know, people, I'm not letting anyone know. I might still be in a relationship. I might not.
I see.
I don't even know if I'm in a relationship anymore.
Yeah, you feel you need a little mystery now that you've revealed your whole
yes.
fucking life on the radio.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, like, so I don't even know if I'm in a relationship anymore right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I don't technically feel like I am, especially because I haven't talked to the fucker in like a week.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. The moment he lands here, you're back in a relationship. I know you.
Well, you know, I don't know. I can't decide. You know, seriously, I have not talked to him in a week, and that's kind of annoying me because I've called him a bunch of times. And then I see he's doing, like, he's very active on Facebook and, like, emailing other friends, and it's like, you can't even take 5 minutes out of your fucking day to, like, email me or send me a Facebook message.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, he'll send me a voicemail being like, oh, you know, sorry, honey, I left my phone upstairs. You left your phone upstairs for a week? I don't believe it. Or, oh, my battery died. Well, I don't care. Borrow someone else's fucking phone.
Yeah.
See, now you've got me all aggravated over here.
Well, what do you want me to say? I mean, this is your situation, you know? And I think you're getting frustrated because you can't make up your mind whether to stay with this or not.
I'm frustrated because I want to make him a little bit more motivated in general.
Right. But you're trying to change him.
Not just about, I know.
You can't do that. You can't change people, you know? I mean,
I don't,
it's hard
like
enough to
just,
change yourself, let alone change other people, you know?
I don't want to change him per se.
But you know what you're going through?
I just want to motivate him.
In psychology, they call it cognitive dissonance. Have you heard of
yes.
that? All right. Where you feel one thing and then you do another thing that are not in agreement and it causes stress, you know? Because you know deep inside this relationship is not good for you and yet you want it to happen and the two don't agree. You know, so you're stressed out because of it. I don't know. That's the way it appears to me. But what do I know?
I see.
Yeah. Our phone number, 323-203-0815. I hope people will call when Sophie is in here because, well, I'm sure they'll be compelled to.
Hopefully.
She's got natural boobs.
Really?
From the pictures I've seen. Yeah. And she's got these gorgeous eyes, too, like big blue eyes, you know?
Big doughy eyes.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to get back to J-Date really quickly.
Okay, yeah, go
so
ahead.
I was really excited yesterday to become a Jew.
Yes. Or at least to find a Jew.
Well, no, when I find a Jew, then I'm going to become a Jew.
Oh, yeah?
I can't wait to fucking tell my parents I'm going to be a Jew.
Would you convert? I mean, Susie, it would take up so much of your life that you'd never do that.
I would, too. It could be fun. but anyway, so I go on J-Date. They only let you preview 12.
That's all?
That's all.
Really?
Just 12.
Wow.
12 Jews. That's all they give you.
Only 12 Jews.
I only got 12
Jews.
Okay,
well, maybe they are cheap.
Told you so.
But that doesn't make sense because, I mean, they want to draw you in, you know. So
well,
you
they
think
want you to
give
pay
you a
the
lot
money.
More. No, I know. But, I mean, what's wrong with seeing everybody and just not being able to contact them, you know? Then you see someone you know. You go, hey, you know.
I don't know. And they didn't even really give me a good sample. I hope that wasn't representative of the Jewish population.
We have the statistics, man.
I know. I crack myself.
So that's all that happened? You went on?
I went on
tried
12
it.
Jews, nothing.
12 Jews,
nothing.
Okay. Did it look interesting to you? Is it something that you want to do?
Yeah, definitely.
You want to try?
Definitely.
Okay.
If they'll take a shiksa.
Okay, cool. Then I'm going to pay for the first month, okay?
All right,
if you
all
don't
right.
find anybody after a month, we cancel the subscription.
That's a deal. Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, man.
Don't you have any... Do you have any fun Jewish people that you could set me up with?
Who
not do you
really.
Know that you could set me up with?
That's true. I mean, I should think of someone, but I can't think of anybody
you
your age.
You can't think of anyone.
No.
It doesn't have to be. Please don't let it be my age.
No?
I'm so sick of everyone my age.
Really?
Yes.
So what do you want, older?
I want an older man.
Okay, I'll find one.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know any offhand. But I'll find someone.
All right, cool.
We can always bring someone from Israel. Just for you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A mail order
cool.
husband.
Yeah, there you go. And Israeli men are good in bed, let me tell you.
Really?
Yeah. If I do say so myself.
I've only had one.
Yeah. Was it good?
And he was really good.
Yeah.
Avi.
Yeah, we're into vagina a lot.
Actually, he was kind of into ass too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I've decided that's because like he was super, super, super rich, and like he was kind of, I don't know, I've always decided that Israeli guys like fucking in the ass. I've done like a little a poll. I've taken a...
Oh, a sample.
Yes,
of the population.
I personally have not sampled the population in this aspect, yeah. But I know a lot of my other girlfriends have, and they're like, why do Israeli guys always want to fuck me in the ass? And I was like, because, you know, are they rich? And my friends are always like, yeah. It's like, okay, well, probably because they don't want to get you pregnant.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
Because they're cheap. It totally is.
I just think it's about domination. I really do, you know? I think, because, I mean, you put a big dick up a woman's ass, and she's yours, you know? I mean, she can hardly move, you know?
True.
So it's at your mercy kind of a thing. And it is sort of like a control thing, I think, you know?
Yeah.
And, but, you know, I mean, we've discussed this before. I think everything in the bedroom is about control. You know, one side takes the aggressive side and the other one the passive.
Yeah.
You know, but... Yeah, I don't know about that.
I think it's because they're cheap.
Okay. Okay. It's because we're cheap. That's why we want to put it in the ass. I don't see the logic.
I'm serious. No, they're cheap because they don't want to get the girl pregnant. That way, if they fuck her in the ass, that way she won't get pregnant.
Yeah.
Therefore, they won't have to support her or spend money. Well, so it all comes back to their being cheap.
Yeah, well, that's definitely a generalization to say Israelis are rich, okay?
Oh, okay.
But the funny thing, you know what I always say is... America is a rich country with poor people, and Israel is a poor country with rich people.
How does that work out?
I don't know, man.
But aren't a lot of Israelis rich?
Yeah, many of them are.
I wonder
why. Well, not a lot. I mean, look, by comparison, maybe. But because, well, I don't know. It's like everyone wants to be like a business owner. You know, it's like it's too degrading to work for someone for Israelis. You know, that's what it is. Everybody wants to be a leader there. You know, it's like a whole tribe of chiefs and no Indians. You know, yeah. How do you fucking run a country like this? You know,
I have no idea. They need a woman.
Pretty complicated. All right. Well, I think it's time for a little break, Susie.
Me too.
What do you think? Okay, so we'll be back right after this.
The last 16 years have been prosperous for our nation's comedic entertainers. From the philandering Clinton administration through the verbal gaffes of George Bush's time in office, the jokes have come easy. But with the election of Barack Obama, we enter an unprecedented age of comedic uncertainty as we struggle to find clever ways to poke fun at our new leader. He's not fat. He's articulate, faithful to his wife. You can't make fun of the black thing. Maybe his ears? Nah, that's kind of lame. So in these trying times, we thank you for your understanding as we strive to discover exactly what is funny about Barack Obama. But until that day comes, we ask for your patience and that you continue to listen to...
For the most entertaining talk anywhere... Stay tuned to LA Talk Radio, your real talk station, your real 24 hours of commercial-free programming.
Just like sometimes, yeah.
computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone. Commercial-free original talk. Only on LA Talk Radio. Your favorite talk station.
Okay, and we're back.
I don't like that song.
You know what? Because
it was very abrasive.
Yeah? Well, you know, you don't like the songs I play, so I try to find
ba,
some.
Ba, ba, ba.
If I really had the time. Okay, why don't you find some fucking music for us? You said you would.
I will.
Okay. We need some music. Somebody send us some good music.
Please.
So, the phone was ringing. I hope she calls back. We have someone calling in from Las Vegas. And she called me yesterday, and she's got a story on her.
Really?
Okay, here she goes. Hold on. Good morning. This is Sam and Susie. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Good morning.
This is Carla.
Hi, Carla.
How are you, Carla?
How are you? Pretty great. How are you?
Good, good. You're calling us from Vegas, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. And you called me yesterday, and you've got an interesting story. Tell us a little bit about yourself, though. What do you do?
Well, I am many things. I have 8 businesses. I own Vegas Adult Talent, .com, in which I get adult industry talent for producers. Nice. I am a producer.
Are you?
I am a producer, and I also own Vegas Adult Productions, and I'm about to start Vegas Club Erotica.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very wide open, and I even raise Desire Dogs.
Yeah.
I'm so busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you act in the movies too?
Yes, I've been in a few.
Oh,
I'm more of a model. I've done 24 magazines.
Really?
Oh, cool.
Like nude magazines, you mean?
Well, I was a big girl. I'm not now, but I did a lot of BBW men's magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you did
and
what?
Then I just shot for Gent the other day.
BBW, remember?
Oh, BBW,
Big,
yes,
Beautiful
yes,
Women.
Yes.
We learned that already.
I didn't hear it. We love all women here at LA Talk Radio.
Yes, absolutely.
Not bad for an old 47-year-old.
Yeah, yeah, not bad at all. No, no. When did you start this?
When did I start which? I mean, most of it started this year, but the modeling I started back in 1991 and the dogs in 1992.
I see. Okay, so you started young.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, no, I didn't start young. I'm 47.
No. do you want to give us a website where people can go now and see what you look like?
Yeah, they can go to VegasAdultTalent.com.
Okay, VegasAdultTalent.com.
Yeah, and it's on VegasClubErotica.com, too.
Okay, cool.
I want to hear this funny story
you have
to tell
adventure.
Us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, we're going to get to the story. So you called me yesterday, Carla, and you had a story, and I was just blown away because you seemed kind of like it seemed urgent for you, and you wanted
well,
to...
Well, it is.
Yes. Go ahead. Tell
I've
us what's going on.
I've been begging for help for 8 days, and no one... I was locked in my house for right at 4 straight days in fear.
Why?
So, you know, that's why it's so urgent to me, because I, about 6 months ago, I had a young talent call me. I say young, she wasn't really.
Yeah.
She said she was 18, but she was 30.
She said that she was the big star of the HBO series Cat House,
mm-hmm.
and she spent her life savings, and she living on the streets, and she needed some help. And dumbass Carla and I have helped so many girls, it's unreal, you know, that have been in the same position. And I've been ripped off many, many times.
Yeah.
But I told her, well, come over and we'll talk, you know, see if I can get you some work.
Right.
Well, when she got over there, she was gigantic pregnant.
Really?
What can you do with pregnant girls?
Yeah. I don't know, some kind of fetish.
How did she find you?
Well,
this
there is. I actually shoot. That's one of my production fetishes, but there's only you're limited to what you can shoot. So
yeah.
I could only get her one scene, and that's what I did. But she was staying with me, and as soon as she got done with this scene, she went and got a late term abortion.
Shut up.
I am not anti anything except for late term, like 6 month term.
Right. Yeah, me too.
I have 9 grandkids.
How far gone was she?
Yeah, and
how far gone? Sam!
How far into the pregnancy? 6 months. Wow.
That is fucked
and
up.
So, and my son was born at 6 and a half months, so it just hit me raw. And all I said to her was, I don't think I can have you staying here with me because I don't want anybody that, and it was really rude of me, but it hit me wrong, and I had to chop up a baby.
Right.
Well, I guess it drove her nuts right then because apparently that's when this little plot began.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
3 months later, she shows up at my door. She looks ragged as hell, says that she's out on the streets, and could I help her a little bit? And so I let her stay with me again.
Mm.
Got it. She's doing good. She's helping out around the house. She was looking good, you know, but she was still doing her dope. You know, she was, I mean, all the time.
Yeah.
Wait, she's on crack?
And, shooting up, maybe?
Crack or heroin or what?
No. It was the speed and coke, I guess.
Yeah.
The speed balls is what they call it.
Right. And where
but
the fuck,
anyway,
where does she
I
get the money for
it?
Carla, where does she get the money for all these drugs if she lives on the street?
I know, that's the whole point. She escorts, too. Here in Vegas, nearly everybody escorts. I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
I have no judgment on that.
Wait, so do you have to sleep with
anywhere.
The guys if you escort?
Pardon me?
You have to sleep with the guys if you escort?
No, you don't have to. I mean, that's a personal choice of whatever you're doing.
But they usually expect it, right?
Anybody's life. Pardon me?
The guys usually expect it, though, right?
You wouldn't believe how many don't. A lot of the guys that, you know, a lot of them are just, you know, lonely people.
Yeah,
and
they just want companionship.
I love my guys. They're great.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Well,
I go to
anyway,
Vegas a lot if you ever need an extra hand.
Yeah, Susie would get you a lot of clients.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm going to quit. Because I got too many businesses in the fire, but actually, it's my favorite thing. I mean, I love, and you know, it's special for me.
Right.
I was going out to dinner one night at 10 o'clock, and I asked her if she wanted to go have some calamari with me, and she said no. She'd been, I guess, rolling for
yeah.
days.
Oh.
And
rolling, you learned that word, Sam.
I was gone like 1 hour, and I got home, and my housekeeper said, I said, where's Roxanne? And my housekeeper said, she left with Darren. And
who's
she's
Darren?
Not coming back, Carla. She took all her stuff.
Who's Darren?
Who's
Darren?
Darren?
My husband.
Your husband?
Wow. You didn't tell us you had a husband.
Realize, you got to see this boy. This boy is, he started out as my slave because he's like, 100 pounds. If you go to any of my videos on my Clips for Sale site, he's called Fucktard on it.
Wait, what?
That's his name. He's called Fucktard. I'm making more aggressive Fucktard. Than he weighs.
Fucktard
like
or Fucktard?
I gave him that name. But, yeah, he weighs like 105 pounds.
And this is your husband?
Like 5'5", yes. You can fold him up and put him in a suitcase.
have you done that?
That's a part. I mean, you're a big woman and he's small. Wow. You're probably like...
I got him because I wanted a slave, and he was a great slave. I should never have married him because he scrubbed the great floor.
Yeah. Wow.
How does one advertise for a slave?
Oh, you go to callonme.com.
You go to callonme.com?
Callorme.com.
Callorme.
Callorme. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
callorme.com.
Callorme.com.
And you get in. Wait, whoa.
Susie needs to know everything about this.
Okay, now what exactly? Wait, do you have to pay these slaves?
No, they want this.
Can
no,
they kind
no,
of act
no.
as like
they
a personal assistant?
Let it
they do it. They do it. And if you hit them every once in a while, they're really happy.
Yeah.
You just take a whip and you smack them, and they're tickled to death.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Susie would like that.
Yeah.
Do they have to live with you?
I'm a bossy bitch. I love it. It's great. I love being a dom.
Really?
But that's just a story. Y'all can get me laughing too hard. I'm like, this is very serious.
Yeah.
Anyway,
she took off.
Ran off.
She took off with your husband.
She took your slave.
Yeah.
That bitch.
Well, no, my slave and I were already split up, so it's not like that didn't bother me at all, really.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I didn't give a shit less about that, because we were already split up, and I look too good to be with him now. You know, I just lost 70 pounds. I look too good to be with this boy.
Yeah.
So, I sat down at my computer, because I didn't figure it was a big deal, but she'd been spending up all night long, every night, on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at my history, and I raised these designer dogs, and they are immaculately beautiful dogs. she had posted on every animal abuse hotline that I was an animal abuser.
Really?
Now, I sell to some of the biggest stars in Hollywood and Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my clientele is amazing. I have dogs in the press corps. I have dogs in Paris and even in Saudi Arabia. I mean, I'm very well respected.
Right.
And this girl has got me on all these animal abuse hotlines, you know. Mm-hmm. And I have people intentionally coming to inspect me.
Wow.
And I have, then about 2 weeks later, I go in to get one of my documents. And my whole important document folder had been deleted the day after she got there.
Oh,
every
no.
bit of my information.
Wow.
All my children's baby pictures.
Yeah.
Deleted.
Really?
And then I noticed a little while later that this thing started popping up on my computer that says remote access. And she was hacking from his computer.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I know. This girl can't even spell intelligence. I mean, I crashed her because she's making these escort ads, and she says smart, intelligent, blonde, mm-hmm. and intelligence spelled wrong
every
time.
There's no such thing.
But she can hack a computer. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is awful. And you know what? It just teaches you. You know, you can't be good to people. You can't be nice. I mean, not to the point of bringing someone you don't know
home.
Into your house, you know. And you know, I did that once.
Especially a crackhead.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
I'm Southern, and I never change. I always help somebody because I believe in karma. It's going to come back at you.
Yeah.
Especially
you know?
After she had that late term abortion already, you took her back again, Carla.
Well, I know. You know what? Bob told me the same thing last night. I've got a very high end friend that lives there in LA. That we've been friends forever, and he said, Carla, you got to stop this. He said, it's pure suicide in Las Vegas to help people.
Right.
But that's why I am so good at what I do, because I do help. I've been screwed over twice.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many people I've helped here?
Yeah.
A lot more than that.
Really?
Well, Carla, I'm the same way. I take in all kinds of people that need help into my home, and I do the same thing. And I usually, for the most part, end up getting screwed. But you know what? I still keep helping people.
Yeah.
It's just in our nature.
I bought the website called HomelessHosesFoundation.com.
Homeless Hose?
HomelessHosesFoundation.com. And I built a little website. I don't think it's even there right now. But it said, I have done this. Most of the time, it turns out great. We, you know, like even girls that don't want to do, you know, don't want to stay in the business, we help them get out. We help them get on the street, go to school, do whatever we can, keep them fed. You wouldn't believe how many come in and haven't eaten in forever.
Aww.
And so, you know, and this girl, she was so demented, and I didn't know what all was going on. We had our little tag on hateful text and everything, but then all of a sudden Darren started getting hateful too. And Darren and I have been best friends. I mean, best friends, not just husband and wife or anything. He is my best friend in the world.
Yeah.
I adore this guy.
Yeah.
Still, even though he went off with your...
him, but I adore him.
With your homeless hoe? Still, even though he went off with your homeless hoe?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't in love with him. I just love him. I love him as a person because he's a good person.
Right.
So that's what makes this story so crazy.
Wow.
Because he's going to probably... if this goes through, he'll get the death penalty if anybody ever does the charges. She set him up all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he took this antipsychotic medicine all the time that he stayed level. She got him off of that first. She had him off for 2 weeks. And then, now this guy don't even drink. All of a sudden, I guess she started getting him on the drugs real heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big admiration thing, I think, for him, because a younger girl, and he's dorky, and, you know, she was playing on... But one night, about 8 days ago,
yeah.
I get a call from him at 10 o'clock at night. Now, you see, I've had to move, literally move, because of all of her crap, of her texting, all of everything.
So now,
and he calls me and he says,
Carla, why have you been locked in your house for 5 days? What are you afraid of?
That's what we were getting to at the 10 o'clock deal. At 10 o'clock that night, he calls me and he doesn't even sound like Darren anymore. This is when I first found out he was really fucked up on drugs. He said, Carla, where are you? I need to talk to you. She's done some mind games on me, and she's trying to turn us on each other. I need to talk to you. Could you come here?
Right.
I said, Darren, I'm in Cabo. I said, I'm shooting in Cabo right now. No, you can't. There's something I got to do to you before. And then he hung up, right? And I think she hung up for him. But he had turned over all of his passwords, his credit cards, everything to this girl, and his cell phone.
Right.
So he had no outs. So at 6 a.m. the very next morning, I hear the phone ring. I get up. What are you doing? Now, I'm not in Cabo. I told him I was because I didn't want him to know where I was.
Right.
I had good instincts on this.
Right.
Really good. And he said, Carla, what are you doing? I said, sleeping at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what's your bird's name? I said, Bo, but we call him Bird. What did we meet? I said, the Kinky Carnival. what was I drinking, you know? You can tell he's feeding on his ass.
Okay.
I said, you were drinking a bunch of drinks. And anyway, turned that. Then he says, you got to come over here. And they just arrested Jamie. And she had just finalized a hit on you, Carla. Those people you're shooting for, they're the hit guys. They're going to kill you. You got to get over here now. Okay?
Yeah.
And then he crashes. I mean, you can hear him OD.
Really? Wow.
Oh,
I get on 911.
Yeah.
I get on 911. I call the emergency team to go to where they're living in one of those little weeklies and pick him up. They take him to the hospital. And when I get to the hospital, something clicks in me. I walk right in that room. He is shriveled up. This man was immaculate. He was horribly dirty. His hair was all crapped, and he was just dirty.
Yeah.
And
well,
Carla,
right then. Carla, get to the point. So, what are you afraid of?
Okay, that's what I did. I said, "How long y'all been plotting to kill me?" And he said, "Oh, for a while now."
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty scary stuff.
Wait, your husband's plotting to kill you?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Well, no, they were going to chop me up in little pieces and then have sex with me afterwards.
Oh,
wait,
wow.
how do you have sex with little pieces?
Well, that's what they told
me. That's what I wanted to be awful messy.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
He called me 16 times that day, begging me, baby, come on, honey, it won't hurt. I'll hit you in the head first before we chop you up. It won't hurt, I promise it won't hurt.
I'll hit you in the head first before I chop you up? Carla.
The cops wouldn't even come out here. I had to literally tell them that I felt that I was going to die that day because they'd hired two guys to kill me, too.
Wow.
And they bought these two guys a car or something to pay them to kill me.
Mm.
Well,
Carla,
killing me.
Are you from New York with that accent?
No, from Texas.
No, it sounds like a Southern drawl. Carl, listen, fascinating story, but we do have to go. We have a guest waiting.
We're glad you're safe and that you're not chopped into a million pieces.
Yeah, it's not over yet.
I can go out of my house now. I'm tickled to death. Darren's in the mental hospital, and he's doing good.
Yeah.
He's back on his meds. He's back to being sane. And she's gone gone. We don't know where in the hell she is.
Great. Well, that sounds good.
Good riddance.
If you're not in pieces next week, call us back and let us know exactly what happened. Okay?
Okay, sweet pea. Y'all have a great day.
You too, Carla. All the best to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a story, man.
Whoa.
Jeez. Okay, we're going to take a quick break to get our
Hold
guest
on.
In.
Can I tell a quick story really quickly?
Yeah, but I feel bad. Go ahead.
Okay,
yeah,
so my dad and Judy, his girlfriend, were stuck in an elevator for 4 hours, like last week in Vegas.
Really?
And so she started to tell us a little bit in the air, but I just wanted to tell you how sad this is. So they were at the Stratosphere, which is the tallest building, I think, in the country, or not in the country,
in Vegas
or something.
Right.
So they were up at the top, and they decided they were going to go down because they couldn't get a dinner reservation for like a long time or something.
Mm-hmm.
So they hop in the elevator, and they start going down. And then the little guy who runs the elevator was like, all right, this is the fastest elevator in the world. All of a sudden, it stops.
Wow.
But they have glass bottoms and tops in these elevators, so you could see the other elevators on top and below you.
Right.
There was a very, very big, beautiful woman who had just gotten married in the elevator wearing her wedding dress, which was also a very big wedding dress.
Uh-huh.
So there were 10 people in the elevator. 4 hours went by before they got out of the elevator.
Wow.
But I just have to tell you this. So all of a sudden, these people have to start going to the bathroom. The bride had to pee and poop in a plastic bag.
In the elevator?
In the elevator.
Wow.
She was in tears, sobbing, Sam, because the people below, you know, could look up through the glass bottom of the elevator and see this, like, under her wedding dress. The people above are watching.
What a
story. The people in the elevator are trying to turn around and not look, but the walls were mirrored. So every time they would turn around, it would, like, reflect back to the poor bride trying to, like, pee and poop on her wedding day in this bag. Can you fucking imagine?
Wow.
That's my story.
That's your story. We'll be back right after this.
Barack Obama has just been elected president. To make sure this historic giant step doesn't lead to putting your foot in your mouth, get White Etiquette Alert.
Hey, congratulations, Darnell. You know, I always liked 24 better when they had a black president. Ooh, sorry about that, homie.
White Etiquette Alert can help make sure your white face doesn't make black ones red.
Hey, 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 Tyrone. Did I ever tell you I watched Good Times as a kid?
I voted for Obama, too, so I'm down, yo.
Do you guys still say, yo?
Check it from me, John McCain. If you use the phrase, that one, then you need this one.
White Etiquette Alert. If you still don't get it, get it.
On your computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone, commercial-free original talk. Only on LA Talk Radio, your favorite talk station.
Spring was never waiting for us, dear. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark on the sweet green icing.
In the rain, I don't
when I am traveling around the world and have internet connections, I like to gently cup up my balls and listen to LA Talk Radio. It's very nice.
I think I'm going to cup my balls too, because I'm really irritated that the guest is not here.
Please don't cup your balls.
I won't cup my balls. But
are they hairy?
My balls?
Yeah.
Do I have to discuss my balls?
Yes.
Well, let's put it this way. I don't shave my balls, okay, but I trim them.
Good, good, good. Yeah. A trimmed balls are very important.
Yeah, my whole pubic area. I mean, there's no, like, long hair and shit.
There's nothing worse than a big, long pubic hair stuck in your teeth.
I know. I'd be damned if I'm going to shave my pubic area, though.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of shaving.
No, I mean, not for men, you know? I mean, it's so fucking gay, you know? They do it on porn, you know, in porn. Mm. Some of the actors do, but... yeah, I don't see that. I mean, it seems like this generation is really not into hair at all, you know?
I know. Actually, it's kind of funny because, you know, the guy that my best friend Janique slept with for her one-night stand?
Right.
So Janique was very, very, very trimmed down in the area. Like, I don't think there was very much at all. Uh-huh. But so the very first night that I met this guy, before they left to go have sex, mm-hmm. The three of us were over in my apartment, and we had been out drinking at this mustache party all night. And so all of a sudden, like, we start talking about pubic hair for some reason, and he's like, I love bush.
Yeah.
I love the bigger the hairier the better. Yeah. I love it. And I just happened to be sporting one that day.
Yeah.
So I ripped my pants off, and I was like, I threw my underwear off, and I ripped my dress above my head, and I'm like, look, I'm like, I have a big, beautiful bush. And he was just like, oh my God, I think I love you.
Whoa.
So that was so funny because then I ended up going camping with him a couple of weekends ago, mm-hmm. Up in Joshua Tree. And the first thing, like, I ended up sleeping in his tent one night, the last night that he was there. But I totally didn't hook up with him. I really, really, really had no connection with him after all. He was a pompous, arrogant prick. But anyway, while I'm, like, sleeping in his tent, in my sleeping bag, you know, he tries to cuddle with me. And I'm like, all right, a little cuddling is fine.
Yeah.
You know, it does get cold at night. But so then all of a sudden, like, I wake up and he's trying to, like, feel my bush.
Really?
Yes. Wow. And then because it had been trimmed down since then, he was like, really, I woke up and I was like, dude, what are you doing?
Dude, what are you doing?
Seriously, I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he was like, where did your bush go? He was devastated that I didn't have my big, beautiful bush anymore.
Wow.
And BBB, big, beautiful bush. That's wonderful. but so then all of a sudden, that was the day that we ended up driving home. I swear to God, he like wouldn't even talk to me. Like, he was still talking to me, but it was like really different.
Really?
And it all stemmed from the bush incident.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So he didn't think as highly of you anymore without the bush.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You see, that's what I mean. I mean, men fixate on fucking body parts. It's fucking bizarre.
It is pretty bizarre.
You know, I mean, he fell in love with your pussy. Or with the idea of your bush.
With the idea of my bush.
Yeah.
I know. Wow. And then as soon as it was, like, shattered, he was like, you know, I didn't want him touching it anyway. I'm like, no. Dude, what are you doing? Seriously, get your hand out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, going back to the fact that Sophie D is not here.
Maybe she's lost. We get people coming in late all the time.
I know.
Like, we couldn't find... We should put, like, you know, something... You know, they've got the suburbia sign out front. We should get an LA Talk Radio sign.
No, we shouldn't.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because sometimes people have controversial subjects here, and I don't want people to know where we are, you know? Because, I mean, there's weird people out there, and they can just come to the station and who knows what, God forbid.
Really?
You know, yeah. I mean, we don't need people to know where we are.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Fine, be that way.
Yeah, I will. Okay, we've got a phone call. Good morning, you're on the air with Sam and Susie.
Hey, I'm calling to talk to Susie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hey.
Yeah, you only want to talk to Susie? You don't want to talk to me?
No.
Okay.
No, I want to talk to both of you.
Oh, thank you. Do you know who she is, Susie?
Rachel, do I know who you are?
I think so. You should.
Yes, this is Rachel from my biology class.
Oh.
Rachel's the one that has a very gifted mother.
Yeah, how is she gifted?
I actually spoke about her mother before. Her mom has a... Rachel, why don't you tell the story?
My mom has a very interesting dildo called Bob.
Oh, I remember that. Tell us all about Bob.
And tell us how you discovered Bob. It's really cute.
I think I was like 13 or 14, and I was going in my mom's room to tell her a story. And I hop up on her bed, and I felt something, like, underneath me, and I was like, oh, my God, what is that? I sat on my cat. And I was like, oh, my God. And I flipped over the sheets, and I was like, what the fuck is that? Right on my leg. And then I saw it was, like, a huge black dildo. I swear it looked like an arm.
Wow. Did your mom name it Bob?
What?
Did your mom name it Bob, or did I name it Bob?
My mom named it Bob.
That's brilliant. I absolutely love it.
Let me ask you this now. I mean, this is like mind-boggling at all. This must have been so traumatic for you. I mean, to see some... Had you ever seen a penis before, a normal penis at that age?
Well, I've been very interested in sex since I was like 13, so I watched porno, but I've never seen something like
like that big.
Large. Wow. Scary.
How old were you now? 14, did you say?
Yeah, I think I was 14, because I remember I just moved to L.A.
Wow.
Rachel's a youngin' now. She's only 18.
Yeah. Wow. So, wow, this is amazing. So, you found this big dildo on your mom's bed. What did you say anything to her?
No. Well, yeah, I think I walked in, and I was like, Mom, I just found the most frightening thing on your bed. And she was like, oh, no, that's okay. It's just Bob. That's when I found out it was Bob.
And she was not uptight about it at all that you found it.
No.
I can't wait to meet your mom. Like I was actually at a Rachel's house yesterday. I picked her up. She was one of the kids I told you I picked up to go to the study
room. Yeah, that's right.
But her mom is gorgeous, and her brothers and sisters are gorgeous. Like, Rachel and her whole family are just absolutely beautiful.
Really?
I would love to have her come in the studio.
Yeah, would you guys all like to come in?
I would love to, but I don't know. My brother and sister live all the way over in San Diego.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. We want to see you. We'll bring your mom, too.
Rachel's absolutely adorable, and she's got massive boobs.
Really? Well, you know what we can do, Rachel, is you come in, and then we'll call your mom, and we'll find out what's going on there. If Bob is still alive and around.
If he's alive and well. The Bob.
Yeah, I think Bob's doing well. I mean, I saw him the other day when I opened her side drawer.
Wow.
On her bed to find some batteries.
So she's had it for a long time, huh?
Wait, so you were going into your mom's room to steal her vibrator batteries for your vibrator?
No, I was just going to get some batteries.
For what?
Like for a flashlight.
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
Yeah, flashlight.
Uh-huh.
What do you do with a flashlight between your legs?
You with your Mac Daddy rechargeable, right?
Yeah.
Fine, never mind.
Wow. So now, have you ever been curious what it'd be like to take that inside of you?
I don't think I would be able to fit that inside of me.
Do you think she does?
Yeah, or she's had four kids.
Wait, what'd you say?
She's had four kids, like four fat kids, too. Oh.
So she's pretty large down there, I see.
Probably.
Wow, I guess. I mean, yeah, because you have to wonder, why does somebody need something so big, you know, to feel filled?
Rachel, tell Sam, I walk into the house yesterday, and I was like, oh, is that an apartment back there? Whose apartment is in the back of your house?
It's my mom's personal assistant, and she's a transsexual.
Wow, what a family.
I just love it. I was like, oh, whose apartment is this? She's like, oh, my mom's personal assistant, Tranny. I'm like, really? And she just says it. She's just like monotone. She's like, oh, yeah, it's my mom's personal assistant, Tranny. You know, whatever. Like, every mom has one.
Yeah.
Every mom has a transvestite personal assistant.
You should tell them how you thought that. Me and my boyfriend were brother and sister, even though we were, like, making out in class.
Oh, yeah, this was seriously fucked up. So she has this boyfriend, Robbie, who's also in class. And they're so cute. They always look alike. They always, like, cut their hair the same way and do the same hair colors and this and that.
Yeah.
But so, you know, they're always making out, and they're always, like, all over each other and obviously very much in love. Mm-hmm. But so all of a sudden, and I've always assumed that they were boyfriend and girlfriend, so I go to her house yesterday to pick them up, and I see her room, and I go to the other end of the house, and there's his room. So I was like, oh, my God, your brother and sister. I was like, that's fucked up. And, of course, I'd had a couple drinks, you know, so yeah. I was a little bit just like, oh, my God. And she's like, no, Robbie just lives in our house.
Oh, with us. I see.
I couldn't believe that, but I seriously thought they were brother and sister and that it was just some fucked up family, you know, because I knew about Bob.
Yeah.
I knew about the tranny. And then I'm just like, whoa, Rachel.
With your own brother.
I'm like, you are sick. I can't believe it. Oh, my God.
I think I have a pretty interesting family.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
You definitely do.
Have you like changed your mind about your mom one way or another because of what you saw?
No, my mom is amazing all around, so I can't change my mind about my mom.
Yeah, I mean, besides, and what the hell? You know, this is how she pleasures herself, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I think it's amazing. I think my mom needs to become a little bit less uptight and needs to borrow Bob.
You think your mom doesn't have vibrators?
No.
Really?
Does Bob make house calls?
It can be transported.
You know what? I just got... What, honey?
You know how... Well, I don't know if I should say this, but you know how you're going to Las Vegas for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, since I'm going to be there, I just thought I'd tell you. Everyone that I'm going to eat with at Thanksgiving is either, like, gay, transsexual, or, like, crazy in some way.
Crazy.
I'm not gonna be with like a normal family. Yeah.
Bring it on, baby. Bring it on. Do I seem like any kind of judgmental person?
Well, I'm saying you should meet me at that dinner and enjoy a feast with us.
You know what? That sounds like a grand old time.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, my God. That sounds like my kind of family, seriously. Yeah. This one time for Christmas, I got in a huge fight with my father on Christmas Day. And so he ended up like taking my car away from me because it turns out I had no license, blah, 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 long story. And I had this cute little convertible that I'm zipping around town in. And he's like, if you kill someone, he's like, I could lose everything. And I'm like, I'm not going to kill anyone, Daddy. But anyway, so I call my friend Star. And, you know, he's a transvestite. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know if transvestite is a right word. He's a guy who dresses in women's clothes.
Transvestite.
Is that a transvestite, Rachel?
Yes. Oh, cross-dresser. Cross-dresser. But I think a transvestite is someone who dresses like a woman, and a transsexual is someone who goes through the operation.
Is that right, Rach?
I think a transsexual is someone that just was born in the wrong body. They may or may not have had their operation yet.
Yeah, okay.
Right. But they are concerned with changing their sex, whereas transvestite are really men. They just wear women's clothes and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, anyway, Star was very, very, very into women's clothing, and he looked so great in it. I actually had a really big crush on him, and he was always like, Susie, he's like, you know what, you're the only girl that could ever make me turn straight. And I'm like, oh, honey, that's the nicest thing you've ever said. But anyway, I knew he didn't have any plans for Christmas, so while I was massively upset and crying, I call him, and he's like, oh, I'll come get you, sweetheart, in a heartbeat. But I still had to go to my conservative, ultra-conservative Catholic grandparents' house for Christmas dinner. Mm-hmm. So I decide my family is Catholic and loving and accepting, you know, of everyone.
Right.
And, you know, in the Catholic religion, it's like, you know, we love everyone. If someone doesn't have a place to go on Christmas, I was like, I'm going to take Star to Christmas dinner at my grandparents' house.
Yeah.
You know, this is me thinking my family is very open-minded about these things.
Right.
So I show up with Star, you know, in full attire, like, you know, full makeup and everything. My family almost shit their pants. Rachel, you don't even know. Like, I got dragged by my stepfather into the other room, and all of a sudden he was just like, don't you ever, ever bring that thing into my house ever, ever again. And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, this is a friend of mine, and, you know, it's Christmas Day, and he had nowhere to go because his own family disowned him. I was like, I thought you guys would be, you know, the bigger people, you know, and, like, welcome him into your house on Christmas Day and share your food. I was like, obviously I was wrong. So, Rachel, I am very, very accepting of all people in all walks of life. my family, on the other hand, not so much.
Well, when you're done with your family, then you can come over there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Rachel, listen, you sound hot. Are you pretty hot?
Ask Susie.
She's super hot.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And she's got such a good voice, too.
Yeah, what does she look like?
She's shorter than I am. She's now got very dark hair that's kind of shoulder length with bangs.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous, massive boobs.
Really?
And she always...
On a nice body?
Yes,
okay,
on a nice
so
body.
So she's not fat with big boobs?
No.
Okay.
She's just got this rack that's just out there.
Really? My kind of girl, Rachel.
Well, and you always wear shirts that show off your boobs. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Would you come in and breastfeed me for a little bit?
Sam, she's a child.
Well, she's not a child. She's 18, first of all.
Okay.
Yeah, don't get me in trouble here. But
Rachel went to the strip club on Friday night.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Topless or fully nude?
Fully nude.
Really? What was that like for you?
Sunset.
Which one?
What? The Body Shop on Sunset.
Oh, The Body Shop. What was that like for you? Was that the first time?
No, it was the second time.
Oh, so you've been there.
She and her boyfriend took a limo to the strip club.
Really? Does it turn you on to be there?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I just like it. It's fun, and I get Robbie lap dances.
Ooh.
You get him lap dances. Wow.
I buy them for him.
The ideal girlfriend.
What a great girlfriend she is.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Keeping her man satisfied.
Do you get lap dances too?
No. I like to watch.
Really?
You like to watch? Do you guys ever bring anyone else into the bedroom?
No, we have not.
Mm. Do you have any plans to?
I'm not sure. I try to think about it. I'm a very jealous person.
Really? Yeah.
So it wouldn't work. It would not work.
But you like having him get a lap dance.
Yeah, because it's not fun.
Yeah, but that's not like...
Yeah, it's not like sex, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow. How many men have you been with in your life, in your short life?
Too many for my age. I'm not sure.
Really? Too many for my age.
When did you lose your virginity?
I just turned 15.
Oh, 15. Mm. I can't imagine having sex at 15.
Why? I mean, she said she was very sexual from 13 on.
I had a very dirty mind, but I was, I don't know, I really wasn't, I was not ready at all.
Really?
Yes, I was so immature. I mean, no, I guess not much has changed.
I was always, like, really, really, really curious, and then I was just like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, let's go.
So, like, in the back of a car. I was like, oh, that was interesting.
That was interesting.
But, you know, it wasn't good. The guy had, like, a really small, like, chode.
A chode! You said chode!
I just
learned what a chode was in September. On September 17th, I learned what a chode was.
Yeah, so tell us.
Do you remember the date?
I remember the date. On September 17th, I learned a chode. Because the little boys that I used to nanny for, I went back to Massachusetts, and I ended up running into them there. I took them out to dinner, and all they talked about were chodes.
Right.
I couldn't fucking believe it. It's when your penis is fatter than it is long, right?
Yeah.
How can that be? That can't be. It's just you talking about girth, but it can't be wider than it is long. Come on. You know what it would look like? My God, I don't even want to imagine. Tell me something. Have you made out with girls before, Rachel?
Yeah.
You have?
She's an adventurer.
When you were really young?
No.
No.
Well, yeah, but...
So kind of recently.
She doesn't have many years that we can really work with
Sam. I know.
That's the hard part.
I'm trying to figure somewhere between... Well, you don't know because, you know, when she's... when you're young, you can get it on with a girl and not necessarily with a boy, you know, just because you're playing around, you know? I think...
Well, that's what I did.
Yeah.
I only got it on with girls for the longest time.
Right. Yeah, but you were older, Susie. I'm talking about
not
really
at the
young.
Time. No, I was
okay,
like...
Okay, so
I
let's
was,
ask
I was
Rachel.
Like 15 when I started sleeping with girls.
15.
Oh,
yeah.
And you, Rachel, what age did you start? Or let's say you didn't start, right? You just did it a couple times or what?
I just did it a couple times.
Did you go all the way?
By the way, Rachel's at work right now.
Yeah. Did you go all the way with him?
I'm walking out to the bathroom.
Yeah. Rachel.
No, I didn't go all the way. I mean, actually, once I went all the way, mm-hmm. but that was not a good experience.
No, you didn't like eating cunnilingus.
No, I would probably like it more now. I was like 16, and this girl was not very fun.
Yeah.
Why not?
You gotta
give us details here, baby. Details.
She was like super hot, but she was like afraid to like.
Try anything.
Vagina.
Yeah.
So she had to like put like chocolate on it. I was like, oh, this is so gross. This is really gross.
She had to put chocolate on your vagina?
Yeah.
Was it like Hershey syrup or like a chocolate bar that she put in and let
it
melt out slowly? Ooh, that could be fun.
Chocolate frosting for cake.
Oh, wow.
That just sounds sticky.
I know. I can totally see them there. Like, here, let me lick your chocolatey pee-pee.
Girls
exactly
don't call it a pee-pee.
Like, ew. Yeah.
All right, so she put the chocolate frosting on. You know, I don't really like super hot girls that I choose to like sleep with or fool around with.
Why?
I don't know. I always go, I've got to be the girl. I want to feel cute and sexy.
Oh.
And therefore, I want the girl to be kind of a little bit masculine.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know. I like to be dominated in bed, so that's just kind of, you know, and I like to have a guy or a girl that will do that. You too?
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
Aww.
Bobby doesn't really do it that much.
He doesn't?
No.
He doesn't put the smack down?
I'll be like, baby, call me like a fucking name or something, and he'll be like, no, I want to be embarrassed. I'm like, it's me. I'm your fucking girlfriend. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Call me a fucking whore.
You dirty little slut.
And I'll say stuff like, can you just like pull my hair for once? And he's like, no, I don't want to. I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Oh,
like,
I love my hair. I love my hair being pulled.
Oh, God.
When he fucking drinks, when he gets wasted, he gets so kinky and like delicious. But now, for some reason, when he's sober, he's just like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Well, I'm glad I got him drunk last night.
No, didn't happen last night either. I tried, but it didn't work.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. We should have forced more wine down his throat.
The good news, Rachel, is that it gets better as you get older, so don't despair, you know? It really does. I think every sexual experience
I
had was
too?
Better. Hold on. But every sexual experience I ever had was better than the one that came before that. You know, it never got like worse or anything. Yeah.
No, it's definitely gone uphill, sex in general.
Yeah. So what did you just ask her?
Oh, I asked if she liked choking.
Oh, you like choking?
I do.
Wow. She's really, really kinky, this Rachel here. Wow.
Me too.
There was one time I like made my own little rope and tied Robbie to the bed. It was great.
Really?
And then someone walked in the door, actually, like my mom's friend, and she was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, tying my boyfriend to the bed, what does it look like I'm doing?
Oh my God! Wow.
Was he naked?
No, he had no shirt. He was in his boxers.
Oh.
Your mom's friend opens your bedroom door, and she's like, that totally sounds like something from the Addams Family. You know, and it's like, well, what are you doing? Well, I'm like stabbing my brother in the face with a knife. And it's like, oh, well, good job, honey. Carry on. And the mother would like close the door. I could just like see that. Your mom walking in, like, what are you doing? I'm tying my boyfriend to the bed.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, your mom has no right to speak after that Bob incident, you know?
Oh, God.
Yeah. She can't say anything to you.
So does your mom let you have sex in the house?
No, but we do it anyways.
Has she ever walked in on you?
No, but my sister has.
Oh, no.
And Tanya has.
Oh, the littlest one?
Becca, the littlest one, and Tanya, the personal assistant.
Wow. Oh gosh, really?
Now how do you get caught? I mean, don't you like lock the door when you have sex?
Well, no. I like to be more adventurous and like take risks.
Yeah, but it's your fucking family who are.
Like, we'll just have sex like in midday in the living room.
Yeah, well, that's cool. But what I'm saying is, it's your fucking family that's walking in on you.
Well, I mean. Sometimes it's like they won't be home and we won't hear them come in the door, and then all of a sudden they'll like knock on my door and open it right away because they don't wait for a response. So it's like knock, knock, knock. Hey, what are you guys doing? You know,
Rachel, I'm the same way. I love the thrill and I love the danger. Like I told Sam this story before. I dated this guy who was an older guy. Well, I was like 16 and he was 20, and like the thrill of my dad coming home. Seriously, like I was swimming naked in the pool, and I just wanted him to take off his underwear and show me his fabulous cock, so I could like suck it in the pool. And he was just like standing there in his underwear, and he's like, "No, your dad's gonna be home any second." And I was like, "So?" I was like, "Come on, baby, let's go." And he freaked out about it. I'm like, "Dude, I'm like, you gotta live on the edge and be adventurous."
Yeah.
And another time, I fucked my taxidermist at my mom's house, like while she was at my grandmother's house down the street, and I knew she was gonna be coming home like sometime.
Really.
And it was the best sex I think I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Just the danger of like doing.
Secret.
What'd you say, Rach?
It's great when it's just like adventurous and you know you might get caught, but then you don't.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah.
You see, I failed to see the adventure in that, but there's got to be something there because I know there's a lot of people that feel that way, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I don't get that. You know, I only
Sam, you only have sex in your bedroom missionary position.
Fuck you. You don't know that. But what I can tell you is is that I got caught masturbating once by my brother, and ever since then, I only do it with doors locked.
Really?
Yeah. If there's, yeah. Well, actually, I don't
like,
do it with...
If your brother caught you having sex with a girl, he'd be like, dude, but he caught you like masturbating.
Yeah, I know. It's not the same.
My sister walked in on me once. I think it was like Christmas, and I was home in New York, and the house was just full of people everywhere. And for some reason, I got really, really horny, and I had to masturbate. But my bedroom didn't have a lock on it, and like the doorknobs are like these crystal doorknobs, and you know, like they don't really close all the way sometimes. Uh-huh. So I locked myself in. Well, I didn't actually lock myself in the bathroom. I went into the bathroom, but it has two doors that open into it, and I guess I forgot to lock the one that goes into my sister's room. Uh-huh. She walks into the bathroom. I am on the floor with my legs completely spread, like one leg like dangling over the toilet, the other leg like in the shower. Whoa. You know, it was like going to town with my vibrator. And she opens the door and she just like walks in to my legs spread on the floor like that.
Oh my God.
And she thinks I didn't care.
No.
She thinks I'm so disgusting anyway. Like she like rarely even lets me touch her.
Really?
Like if I go to like give her a hug or something, she's like, oh my God, don't touch me. I don't know where you've been.
How old is she?
She's 2 years older than me. She's 28.
Oh.
That's funny.
But she's a doctor, and she's kind of like a germaphobe, and like, you know, I don't know. I was just kind of a nasty little sister, and I would walk up to her, and I would look at her in her face, and then she'd be like, what? And I would let loose a huge sneeze, and like just sneeze all over her face. Or just like flick boogers on her. Like, I was just awful.
Yeah. You could see that. That's boogers.
And so now it's turned into like vagina juice, as Sam likes to say. Oh my God.
Oh wow. All
right.
Yeah, well,
Sam, I gotta get back to work.
Yeah, Rachel. Thank you so much for calling. You're very much you're a lot of fun. And please do come in and consider breastfeeding me a little bit. I mean, because I know I probably will go crazy when you walk in here, you know?
Oh, okay.
So maybe Susie can help.
Oh, God. He never has to breastfeed from me.
Yeah.
What? My boob's not big enough for you?
No, well, I can't reveal my feelings toward you. But
oh.
Anyway, Rachel.
Rachel, get back to work. Love you, honey.
I love you, too. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Okay. All right, bye.
Take care. So she goes to school with you?
Yes. She's in biology with me.
Mm.
She's so cute. I love her.
Yeah, she's nice. She'll talk about anything, you know?
Yes, she
That's
will.
Cool.
And she says it like so nonchalantly. She's just like, yeah, you know, the big dildo, you know, whatever.
I know.
Like my mom's friend walks into the room and I'm tying up my boyfriend.
And she's only 18, for crying out loud. Wow. But you feel old around her.
I do. But at the same time, like, I don't know, I kind of feel young again because it's just like, oh, I remember being that age and, like, doing all these crazy things.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like, you know, the older, wiser sister.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a nice feeling because I've never been an older sister. I've always been the baby of the family.
That's true.
So it's kind of, I don't know, a lot of people don't like going back to school being older because they're surrounded by all these young whippersnappers.
Right.
But I kind of like it.
Do you?
Yes.
Because you're not that old, you know? I mean, shit, when I went back
to school... I am that old.
At 27, I felt kind of older.
26 versus 18 is a big... That's a big age difference.
Yeah, I suppose it is, yeah.
You know, I've had a lot of shit happen in the past 8 years.
That's true.
That has made me feel like I'm 50.
You probably are an old soul, you know?
I already am an old soul.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, this has been an interesting show so far,
It has. But I got to tell you, I'm really fucking pissed off. I'm really pissed off.
And I know you're
pissed fucking
off.
Flaking, you know? I mean, because there's so much planning going into this. It's like the fucking president is about to come in here. That's how complicated it gets, you know? So finally you book somebody in and they don't fucking bother showing up, you know?
Sam.
And Susie.
All of I love the way you say my name like that. You say my name like differently than anyone else.
Really?
Yes.
Susie.
But when you say it when you're kind of annoyed, Susie. Like Susie.
Susie.
I don't know, but I keep telling you, don't get your panties in a bunch. That's my new saying.
All right, I won't.
And don't do any fucking preparation for these people because you know what? They don't give a shit about us when in the long term.
Yeah.
So stop wasting your time and your day doing all the preparation, putting up the banner for these fucking people.
Yeah, but you never know if they're going to flake or not, Susie. That's the whole thing.
I'd say 50% of the time they flake.
Yeah, but you can't assume that they will and then they show up.
Why not?
Because then you're not prepared. You don't have room for them.
We have plenty of room.
Well, no, if you have a different guest...
My legs are wide open.
Yeah. Okay. I think we need to end the show soon.
Why?
Your legs are wide open.
Oh, no, actually, my what's that inner thigh muscle, that top one?
I forgot the names of the
muscles.
Oh, my
God, it fucking hurts. I really can't keep my legs closed today because the muscles are so sore. Like even crossing my legs right now is taking or causing a lot of pain.
And it's amazing. So those are probably muscles you don't use when you go biking, huh?
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Because I was doing.
I thought you used all the muscles when you bike.
No,
your
not your.
Your phone is buzzing.
No, I hit my ring on this thing.
Oh.
On the springy bingy.
Oh, okay.
Shring. No, I did the thigh machine where you spread your legs and you gotta like squeeze your thighs together.
Right.
So when you're biking, you're only using like the top and the bottom and your
That's
ass
true.
Muscles.
Yeah.
It really doesn't work all the muscles at all.
That's true.
Unfortunately.
Well, now you can feel it, yeah.
I know.
Wow.
I feel it.
But it's good. I mean, it means they're growing, you know? The muscles are growing.
I don't necessarily want my inner thighs to grow.
No? So you can choke someone?
Actually, I have extremely, extremely strong inner thighs.
Really?
Extremely strong.
Yeah. You know that when you go to strip clubs, we were talking about that.
I will put you in between my legs and I will squeeze you.
Yeah, actually, that's what they do at strip clubs. I mean, the chick will come if you're like in the first row or something. Mm-hmm. They'll come sit on the stage and they'll wrap their legs around your neck, and they can fucking break your neck.
I could break someone's neck.
I'm sure.
It's kind of funny. This was like it was my defense mechanism when I was little. Whenever we would have like male babysitters come over, and I would just have such a crush on them, and I would love them, and I would want to torture the living daylights out of them. And so I would just run, and I would attack them from behind. And I'd wrap my arms around their neck and my thighs around like their waist, and I would just squeeze.
Wow.
And I had these really strong legs from ballet, and they would just like they wouldn't know what to do, so they would have to slam me against the wall to get me to like drop. And now I've taken that into the bedroom. That's my kind of control thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. You know, I wanted to tell you that I looked at the picture of your sister again, mm-hmm. and she's all teeth, isn't she? I mean, she's got beautiful white teeth, but you can see them from a distance.
Yeah, she does have perfect huge teeth.
Wow. But you guys couldn't look more different, I'm telling you.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you looked at all the pictures of us?
Well, not all of them, but a couple. You know, I don't really have time to go through it, but every time you post something new, it comes up on my page, so then I go and take a look. But
I'll bring you pictures of us when I come back over Christmas that you're just going to die because they are so cute.
Really?
Yes. When we were little, we both had these blonde bowl cuts on our heads. Like, I swear to God, my mom would, like, put a bowl on our head and, like, cut the hair around the bowl.
Oh, God.
But we just had these perfect blonde bowl cuts. And so the pictures of us, we look like twins.
Really?
Yeah. It's funny how we've both, like, changed into such different people on many, many levels.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean,
me with a sex show, and she's a doctor.
Yeah.
Oops.
Well.
What were you going
to
say?
Stories. I don't know. I wanted to say something. I thought maybe I shouldn't.
What?
Know. What? I just said I shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
I actually forgot what I wanted to say.
Oh, I was going to say, I like hearing things that you shouldn't say.
Yeah, I know. I know you do, but I totally forgot anyway, which is a good thing.
Oh.
So you're going to go home for Christmas, huh?
Yes.
How long? A week or so between Christmas and New Year's or something?
Yeah, probably for about a week.
God. You know what? If we didn't have the radio station, I'd be going to New York.
Really?
Love going to New York. 2 years ago, we got there on Christmas Day. It was perfect. It was fucking the best time.
It really is.
Yeah.
I'm already getting like a little frustrated because I'm running out of time already and I'm not even in New York.
Yeah.
Because we've got to do like New York City. My sister and I actually rented a hotel, or we've got a hotel. We're staying at the Westin in Times Square.
Oh, that's where I stayed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's not really Times Square. It's a couple blocks away,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. We stayed at that one. It's really nice.
Cool.
It's across the street from the Transit Authority.
Yeah.
Right?
So my sister and I, we don't want to stay with our family. So we booked a hotel for ourselves.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go see Shrek on Broadway, which should be really fun.
That's cool.
And that's with like my dad's side of the family. And then Christmas Day, we go upstate and spend that with my mom and with my mom's side of the family.
Wow,
and then all my cousins are coming into town from Michigan and everywhere. So
that's cool.
It should be a really good time.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
The holidays are so great, you know?
Usually,
I mean, even though I'm Jewish, you know? I mean, I enjoy the time.
That would be one thing I would have a hard time giving up if I turned into a Jew.
Yeah, is Christmas?
Just like the holidays in general, I guess.
You don't have to give it up. That's the whole point, you know? I mean, you know, we do
if
everything.
If I turned into a Jew.
Yeah, you just don't put a fucking tree in your house. That's all, you know?
Yeah.
But for the most part, I mean, everyone I know enjoys the holidays very much, you know?
Actually, to be honest, I've just started enjoying the holidays. I was pretty traumatized about Christmas pretty much for most of my life.
Yeah?
Yeah, my parents told us, like, you know, I think it was like the day after Christmas or maybe the day before Christmas one year that they were getting divorced. As they sat us down for dinner, they're like, Merry Christmas. And we're like, cool. They're like, guess what? We're giving you kids a divorce for Christmas.
What
and we're
a
just
downer.
Like, what? So then, you know, Christmas just kind of turned into a tumultuous time, and my mom would be very emotional, and then she was always kind of, you know, kind of crazed at the time. Like, I remember one year, she was so fucking pissed at everyone. She would, like, throw our Christmas presents at us as she was sobbing.
Really?
She was really, really depressed, and she would just be like, Merry Christmas! And she would huck the present at us. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm like, I came all the way across the country for this shit? I was like, no. I was like, we're gonna have you committed if you don't, you know, straighten up here.
Yeah.
But then I would open the present, it would have, like, the most, like, you know, touching, like, card on it that was, like, really heartfelt, and it was, like, a present that really meant a lot. And I'm like, and you threw it at my head.
Yeah.
So Christmas has never really been the best time of year for me. I actually kind of, I hate Christmas music.
Really?
When I start hearing Christmas music, oh, I want to vomit.
Really?
Yes.
Do you like the lights?
Yeah, I like the lights.
It's a nice atmosphere, you know, when houses have lights and shit.
You know, I don't know how I'm gonna, I don't know. No, oh, good God, the malls make me want to puke.
Really?
Yes.
It's a nice place to hang out in the holidays. I never go to the mall, but I mean, if you want to get some holiday spirit, you know.
I'm the Grinch. I have no holiday spirit.
Yeah, no holiday
spirit. I'm just going to see my family.
Tell me something. How long ago did your parents get divorced?
I think they told us that when I was probably 11.
Oh.
Or 12.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's a tender age.
Yeah, definitely was. Yeah.
I mean, you're old enough to understand, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, anyway, we're at the end of the show, Susie.
I liked our show today.
Another day. Yeah, it's a cool show.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't have anybody, didn't even get a hold of the author.
That's all right.
That's all right. Nobody's home today.
We're able to roll with it.
Yeah. Always, always.
Umesh missed out.
Yeah. Umesh, yes.
Umesh.
Yes. At any rate, Susie, what do we want to announce? Any announcements that we have today? Happy Veterans Day. Yeah, please be happy for our soldiers. I mean, they're... You know what really kills me is to see someone standing by the side of the freeway with a sign, you know...
homeless vet.
Vietnam vet. Or, yeah, homeless vet or something. And you just go, wow, you know? I mean, these are people that fell through the cracks, you know, in the system.
Yeah.
And usually because they had an injury, you know, whether it was mental or physical or something, and they can't really get a job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't imagine if I was, like, traumatized by war or something, who the fuck can even go and get a job, you know? I mean, you're like, you've seen hell, you know?
I understand that to a certain extent, and I'm not being insensitive at all. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, yes, I understand you're traumatized, but you've got to get on with your life. I mean, it happened.
No, that's true, But you can't judge someone, you know, you really can't.
I know. Yeah. But some people, like, they just... trust me, I have some friends that have seen some fucked up things and have been to hell and back, and, you know, they've been seriously disturbed by it, but they've got no choice but to move on, you know? They've got their families that they end up relying on, and you've got to have a good social support system.
Right.
You know, so there are resources out there, so people just need to actually go and find them.
Right. Someone's trying to call. We only have about a minute left. Right, let's see who that is. Yes, good morning. Who's calling us at the end of the show?
Hey, Sam. How's it going?
Good.
Who's this?
Hey, Lisa. How are you, Susie?
I'm good, Lisa. Oh, we haven't heard from you in a long time.
Yes.
How are you?
Yes, have you been, Lisa?
I've been just at work and stressed out.
Oh, we don't like you stressed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so I need to...
So that's why you listen to us in the morning, to relieve the stress.
There you go.
Cool.
You still enjoying the show?
Hey, welcome to the Valley, by the way.
Welcome to where? Oh, to the Valley. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. You should come and visit us sometime. You're a long-time listener. You definitely should come sometime.
Yeah, and you guys are, like, near a couple of good spots. If you guys like sushi, it's, like, the best spot to be is on Ventura.
Oh, I love sushi.
You guys are lucky.
You're right. Yeah, we have one next door almost. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, come down sometime. We'll all go have sushi.
Yeah, you should come. Come be a guest, Lisa.
Yeah.
definitely will think about that.
Yeah, yeah. You have to be prepared.
You guys have an awesome show.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Again, I appreciate it. I know you always listen, and you're always on our minds. I mean, we love the loyal listeners.
I know. I was wondering where you went for a while.
No, still listening. You're just stressed out with work, and you know.
Yeah.
Well, call us if you ever need to be de-stressed. We're good at that.
We're the ones, Lisa.
A lot of vodka.
A lot of vodka.
Yeah, Susie agrees with that. Okay, well, we got to close the show, Lisa. Thanks so much for calling. And yeah, call some other time when you have more time. We'll chat and stuff.
Definitely.
Okay,
take care.
Bye,
Lisa.
Bye. Oops, sorry. One of our...
Long-time listeners. She's been listening since the beginning.
Yes, and we definitely have to get out of here because Downtown Lounge is getting... Ritty at 11. And, of course, don't forget TJ McCormick at 12, Johnny Dam at 2, and then the rest of our shows. Have a great, great day.
Adios.